Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hello, AppleVis. Just a quick disclaimer. My email address is still the Gabby Abby email address, but since I've never liked my name, I now go by Ida, or Ida Grace. That's my preferred name. Thank you. End of disclaimer. Today's podcast is on Baby Adopter Galaxy. And I know I haven't done a podcast in a while, but this app is along the same lines as the other apps I've done by X2Line, which were Milky Baby, Baby Adopter Holidays, Baby Adopter C. This is another Baby Adopter game. And Baby Adopter Galaxy is a space travel babysitting game. So babies and their parents are on a spaceship. So let's open Baby Adopter Galaxy.
Baby Adopter Galaxy.
The first thing you see on the main page is the name of the app.
No baby adopted yet. Please choose one of the four babies.
If I swipe right,
to view more.
It tells you that you have no baby adopted yet, and you're going to swipe right through the list of babies.
Emma, Alex, Uma, Leo.
Okay, I want Leo, so I'm going to double tap on Leo.
Hamburger, yummy factor. 6 plus 25 points.
You hear a baby laugh. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that these foods that are offered on the main page are the same foods that are offered in like the Scout Legend and the Little Girl Magic app. So your child in this game is a little bit older than babyhood. And I will show you. Let me swipe up.
Baby Adopter Galaxy, heading.
I'll show you all the foods. So if I swipe right.
Leo, 0 days old. Score, 50 points. Karma, 50. Mood, hungry. Power, 0.
So it says mood is hungry and power is 0 because we haven't fed him yet. That's the first thing you have to do is feed. So if you swipe to the right, you will see the list of foods. And all of the feedings give you 25 points. But you have to wait at least 1 hour between feedings. But if you wait 24 hours, your baby will be hungry and you will get a notification with the baby crying. So you gotta be careful and not wait too long between feedings. So, let's swipe right to see our food.
Baby, Leo. Cute little white boy with big eyes, dark hair, standing with left hand up to the shoulders, in charcoal sleeveless shirt and green pants. Image.
That's your description of the baby.
In order to locate the food list, please put 3 fingers on the screen and move them in the upper direction to scroll the screen down.
Or you can just swipe to the right, which is what we're going to do.
Tap to open Game Center. Image.
That's where you can see your achievements.
Hamburger, yummy factor, 6 plus 20. Cheese sandwich, yummy factor, 6 plus 25 points.
So all these are just saying plus hamburger, 25 points.
Cheese and apple juice, yummy factor, 9 plus. Salami sandwich, yummy factor, 9 plus. Water, yummy factor, 0. Hot dog, yummy factor, 8 plus. Twitter. Now, hot pizza, yummy factor, 9 plus. Tortilla, yummy factor, 0. Chocolate drink, yummy factor, 6. Orange juice, yummy factor, 8. Tea, yummy factor, 2. After you choose a baby to adopt, you have to feed your baby every day when hungry. The baby has to be with the energy equivalent of 30. Need to wait at least 1 hour after feeding to get points again for feeding.
So those are all the foods. So unfortunately, there's no milk here. So I have to pick a different food. And I think since tea is just one to the left.
Tea, yummy factor, 2 plus 25 points.
We double tap on the food we want and we hear the baby drinking.
Selected, tea, yummy
factor. I don't know
factor,
if you could hear the sucking
points.
Noise, but the baby drank the tea.
Tortilla, yummy factor, 0.
And then it brings you to the next food when the baby's done drinking. Okay, so the next thing I want to show you is the tabs at the bottom of the screen.
Cheese, salt, chalk, apple, water, tea, hot dog, hamburger, orange, peeps, app, selected, main, tab, 1 of 8.
The first tab is selected. That's the main tab. That's where we adopted Leo and fed him his first item.
Care, tab, 2 of 8.
This is the care tab, and similar to the other games, you can do care actions in here, but they're different from other ones. There's no bath, which I don't understand, but there's no car seat or walk to the park like there were in some of the other ones. There's different care actions. You can look at Earth, watch the stars, do lab tests, work out, things like that because you're on a spaceship. But then there's some of the standard ones like give a hug, give a kiss, give some love, that type of thing. The rest of your tabs are rooms in the house that you can buy things for, and I'll show you how to do that. So you have
bedroom,
control center,
clothes store, Planet Match
is actually a game that I have not found a good way to play with voiceover yet, but
lab tab.
And you have your lab
more.
And then that's the more tab. If you double tap on more.
Tools. Button.
Select. I'm going back to the left.
More. Heading. Edit. Button.
The edit button in the more tab allows you to move things around. I don't know why there's an edit button there and nowhere else, but it allows you to move items around and drag and drop them where you want them.
Classroom. Button.
So there's a classroom.
Planet base button.
Planet base.
Toys button.
Toys.
Closet for toys.
Closet for toys, which the babies don't actually play with their toys yet, which is a big disappointment to me because I love interactive baby games. And this is somewhat interactive, but I prefer personally to have the more interaction, the better. So I can't wait until they release an update that will allow them to play with their toys.
Tools button.
There's tools.
Egg hunt button.
Egg hunt will tell you how many eggs you have found and what eggs you still have to find. And what karma you need in order to get those eggs. Now, I will tell you that it's the same thing as the other apps, the other baby adopter apps that have eggs. You have to have imaging in voiceover settings set to descriptions.
Account button.
There's your account button, and in there you're going to find things like, let's double tap it.
More. Back account. Current baby name, Leo.
The top thing is the back button, which will take you back to the previous screen. The first thing here is baby name, which is Leo.
Leo. Image.
We can change the name if we want.
New baby name.
Which I don't want to because I love the name Leo.
New baby name. Text field. Save. Button. Sounds.
So this button...
Enable or disable sounds.
Is switch. Turns the sounds on and off. I like them
toggle
on.
To enable or disable sounds. Double tap to toggle setting.
There's
music.
Music.
Enable or disable music. Switch button. Off. Restart button.
The restart button allows you to get rid of your current child and adopt a new one. So, yeah.
Main. Tab. 1 of 8.
Okay, let me show you...
Care. Tab. Care. Heading.
Some of the care actions we have.
No care actions taken yet.
No care actions taken yet. So, what we can do...
Ready for actions.
It says ready for actions, and you can do one every 4 minutes. So you do one, and then you have to wait 4 minutes... And it will sound a little timer to let you know that you are free to do another care action. So what do we have in our care actions?
Workout plus 5 points.
Workout.
Look at Earth plus 5 points.
Look at Earth. I'm guessing that's some sort of telescope.
Do lab tests plus 5 points. Sing a song plus 5 points.
So see, you have some of the standard ones that are in some of the other ones, like sing a song.
Take photo plus 5 points.
I forgot about that one.
Kiss baby plus 5 points. Cat plus 5 points. Give a hug plus 5 points.
They all add 5 points to your score.
Give some love plus 5 points. Watch the stars plus 5. Play with a dog plus 5. Play-Doh plus 5 points. Change underwears plus 5 points. Book plus 5 points. Put to bed plus 5. You earn 5 points for each care action taken. Please wait at least 4 minutes between care actions to get points again.
And they don't always appear in the same order. Like, look.
Book plus 5. Change underwears plus 5.
As soon as I tap on change underwear.
Put to bed plus 5 points.
See, now they've switched order.
Play-Doh change under. Give a hug. Cat plus 5. You earn cat plus 5.
See, now cat is all the way over here. So they don't stay in the same order. Okay, now I'm going to show you how to buy things. And you don't need to buy them with actual money. You buy them with the points that you earn in the game.
You earn 5 points for each main. Tab. Select bedroom. Tab. 3 of 8.
So if I want to buy something, I click on a tab that will take me into a room.
Bedroom. Heading.
And we hear a little sound effect. I don't know how well you could hear that.
Score. 80 points.
And it tells me my current score is 80 points. I started out with 50. I got 25 for feeding him, so that was 75. And I just got 5 for doing a care action, which is 80. So,
bed, 0 points.
The first thing, or the first couple things in each room are free. They don't cost any points. So there's the image, a picture of the bed. If I swipe,
bed. 0 points. Purchase points. Karma for faster progress through the game. Purchased points and karma will be added to your score. In addition, ads will not be displayed anymore.
Okay, that image little button is to purchase more points for your score. That does cost real money. But
purchase button.
That purchase button will purchase whatever item you are currently on, so the bed. So if I double tap that,
purchase.
You hear the chime, and now I have a bed in the room. And if I swipe right,
bedroom contains purchased items, bed.
So it shows me that I now have the bed. Now, if there is an egg to find in any of these rooms, it will appear between the contains purchased items thing for the room that you just saw and the tab. So if I swipe right one more time,
buy necessary stuff for your bedroom and set it up.
The egg usually appears between those two sets of words. So between
Bedroom
contains purchased items and buy necessary stuff.
Bedroom and set it up.
Since there's no egg there, and that's the only place that I've ever seen an egg appear to voice over. So I can try a different tab by touching the bottom of the screen.
7 of 8.
Let's go to lab.
Lab. Heading.
That's the sound effect for the lab. That does kind of scare me. I won't deny.
Score. Trash can. 0 points.
The first thing in the lab trash is purchase. Also purchase. Free.
Button. Purchase.
And every time you purchase something, you hear the little chime. Then you swipe to the right.
Laboratory. Contains purchased items. Trash can.
And it shows you it's there.
Buy necessary stuff for your laboratory and set it up.
No egg in here, so I touch the bottom of the screen.
Laboratory.
Come on.
Planet match. Tab. 6 of 8.
That's the game, and you will not see any eggs appear in the game. At least not for the egg hunt.
Clothes store. Tab. 5 of 8.
That's the clothes store.
Clothes store. Head score. Purchase. Default socks. 0 points. Image.
Okay. So these are actually just clothing items you can purchase for your baby. Oh, if you heard that sound, that means that time is up and I'm allowed to do another care action, which we'll do in just a second. So these clothing items, it says purchase default socks.
Purchase default socks. 0 points. Locked. Default clothes. 299 points.
And it's locked. The next thing is locked because I don't have enough points for it. So, if I swipe through all the items, which the rest of these are going to be locked.
Locked, purchase main.
Okay, tab. Sorry, I went too far. Let me swipe back to the left, it'll give you instructions for this tab.
Purchase costume items and be able to dress up your kid and change looks. Please note, clothes are locked until you purchase socks. Shoes are locked until you purchase clothes. Hat is locked until you purchase shoes.
Okay, so you have to buy them in the order that they're listed. It's not like the toys where you can buy whichever one you want whenever. You have to buy them in a certain order for clothes.
Purchase default socks. 0 points. Purchase default.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and click on this.
Purchase default socks. 0 points.
Oh, I forgot. I have to click on the image. Purchase.
Default sock, baby adopter gown.
There.
Heading.
Now I purchased the default socks and it took me back to the main screen.
Closed door. Control set, baby adopter gown.
Whoops.
Heading.
So the next thing, so what you can do is you can find
tab. 4 of 8.
The tab you want by tapping on the bottom of the screen. You double tap.
Control center. Heading. Score. First aid. First purchase. Purchase.
First thing is the first aid kit, which is 0 points. You double tap.
Purchase.
And you have it.
Control center. Contains purchased items. First aid kit.
And bingo.
Main. Tab. 1 of 8.
I'm trying to find an egg so I can show you how to double tap it and crack it.
Care, bedroom, tap, bedroom.
Whoops, wrong tab.
Purchase, bedroom, buy, necessary, made, care, salt, control, set, closed door, planet match, lab, more, tap, more.
More.
Back button.
Oh, it still has me in the account screen because that's the last place I went to when I was in more, so I have to go back.
More, heading, edit, classroom, button.
Let's go into the
more, back button.
Classroom.
Classroom. Click the more button. Init score. 80 points.
So the click the more button thing just means click the back button to go back to the previous screen.
Mail inbox. Mail inbox. 0 points. Purchase. Purchase point. Purchase. Button. Purchase.
You don't have to have any items purchased to see eggs in a room, but you do have to see the picture of the egg in order to crack it, and once you crack it one time, it stays in the location you find it in. So it doesn't keep moving around, but if you miss it, then it might move.
Classroom contains buy necessary stuff for your class.
Okay.
Set it up.
So it's not there.
Tick tick. Classroom. More.
Back. Swipe all the way to the left to go back.
Classroom. Planet base button. More. Back button.
Planet base.
Planet, click the more shovel hoop. 0 point. Purchase.
I don't know what a shovel hoop is.
Purchase.
But there we go. So that's how you buy things. You just double tap on
planet pink egg with more colored egg.
We found the first egg.
Not yet.
It appears between
planet base. Contains purchased items. Shovel hoop.
And then there's the egg.
Pink egg. Buy necessary stuff.
And there's the buy necessary stuff thing. Each crack of the egg earns you 50 points, and the final crack that hatches the egg gets you 100 points added to your score. So,
pink egg with 4 colored stripes. Image.
Boom. Double tap.
Pink egg with four colored
stripes. You kind of hear a little cracking noise, and you have one crack in your egg, which means that the egg will now stay in that location until it is hatched. That is basically the app. That is Baby Adopter Galaxy. If you have any questions, you can contact me at gabby96@charter.net. I do apologize for the confusion about my name because it does still say Abby on there, but I changed it on Apple Vis, so to what I prefer. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Ida Grace signing off.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.